Welcome to the Southside Community Church Podcast with Pastor Mark Hahn. We are located at 1815 South P Street in Elwood, Indiana. Visit us on Facebook. The link will be in the description below. Have a great day.
Verse 1:17. And now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle. And they were gathered together at Shechem, which belongeth to Judah. And they pitched between Shechem and Hezekiah. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah. And they set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on one mountain, on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley in between them. Excuse me. I missed that part of Ephraim's Demand. That's where they were at. Sorry about that. Let me back up. Then it said, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in a span, and he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And his and the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spearhead weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and he cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye the servants of Saul? Choose a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defile the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard his words, the words of the Philistine, they were dismayed, listen, and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that were went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn. The next to him was Abinadab, and the third, Shema. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself for 40 days. Amen. So what happened here, I want you to get the picture of this. Amen. The Philistines, I call them Philistines. Philistines, I call them that. But They were the dead enemies of God's people. All right? They hated them. There was a future battles that they had with the Jews around when the judges reigned in the Bible. But when Joshua brought the Israelites across Jordan and got them into the Canaan land, the promised land, the Philistines was there. Huh? There was a lot of them. How they had a strong army. And they hated Israel. They defiled Israel. They knew that they were the people of God. That their God had done great miracles. Huh? And that the God of heaven done the great miracles. And they knew it. Huh? So anyway, they got up there. And if you could picture this, on this mountain is the Philistines, huh? And when they say they got their battle in array, huh? Well, this is old time battles and wars, how they fought it, okay? The men lined up, my friend, in a line, huh? And went across that mountain. And they stood there in array with their armor, huh? And all their weaponry that they had, huh? And they stood there to try to impress the army on that side, which was the Israelites, huh? And they set the battle in array. They were getting ready to go, huh, at it and getting ready to fight, huh? And all of a sudden, here comes this giant of a man coming down from the Philistines' army. He breaks away and he walks down there with a man that's carrying his shield, that's bearing his shield, hard telling how big it is. But it's so large and so heavy and so big, it takes one guy to carry a shield. Huh? Where the normal shield, one guy can carry it on one arm and block all the blows. Huh? And he comes down there and he's a giant of a man. Huh? The scripture said, as I studied this and looked at this, they estimated that he was 9 feet, 9 inches tall. You might as well say about 10 feet. And I can give you an illustration of how I remember 10 feet is when I went swimming at the Elwood Pool, the high dive was 10 feet. From the ground to the top of the board was 10 feet high. Huh? So he had to weigh at least 500 to 600 pounds. You hear me? A muscle, a massive giant of a man. And he came down there, huh? To intimidate the armies of Israel. Huh? And I want to tell you something. He didn't have nothing to talk into. He didn't have no mic like this. Huh? So he had to get down pretty close to him. Huh? He got right down there in the face of Israel because he wanted them to hear what he had to say. And he made this deal. This is what he wanted to do. Huh? Send out a man that will fight with me. And here's the deal. If he could kill me, huh? And we'll be your servants. There won't be any more death today. This army on the left, we'll just come down and serve. We'll be your servants. But if I kill him, then you're going to, this army on the right, which is Israel, you're going to serve us, become our slaves. Scripture said, huh, that the army of Israel and Saul, when they see him, they were scared to death. They were afraid of him. Huh? Wouldn't you be? Huh? Somebody that massive, that big?
And I want to tell you another thing.
Any man that would go down there to fight him, my friend, it's just exactly like committing suicide. He would go down there and he would rip him apart. I thought about this. In the spiritual realm in which you and I are living this morning, the devil has set the battle in array. Him and all of his demons against us, against God's people, and against the church. Listen to me this morning, okay? The day that we accepted Christ as our personal Savior, and we became a child of God, the battle started that day. Amen? Because the enemy wants to kill me and you spiritually. He wants to do anything he can to get us and deter us away from God. He don't want us to think about heaven. He don't want us to make that place, my friend. And he's going to do everything that he can and stick every giant and every obstacle in our way to defeat us. Don't you ever think that ain't real? Amen. I lived it and faced it. We got a battle. Amen. Praise God. Find out where I was. It said in here in verse 17, and Jesse said unto David, his son, take now for thy brother. That was the three that was in Saul's army. They're already there. They're lined up. They're in the battle. They're getting ready to fight. Okay? And he says, now take to thy brethren this ephah of parched corn and these 10 loaves of bread and run to the camp of thy brethren and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000 and look how thy brethren fare and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning, and he left his sheep with the keeper, and he took and went as Jesse commanded him, and he came to the trench as the host was going forward to fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and he ran into the army and came and saluted his brother. And as he talked with them, behold, there came the champion of the Philistines of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. Listen, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw him, they fled from him and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have ye seen this man that has come up surely to defile Israel? He has come up, and it shall be that the man that killeth him, the king will enrich him with riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake unto the man that stood by, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach of Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defile the armies of the living God? Amen. Note that. And the people answered after the same manner, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, the oldest brother, heard when he spake to the man, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why comest thou down hither? And whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of thine heart. For thou art come down that thou mayest see the battle, And David said, what have I done? What have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him towards another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again and after the former manner. Amen. So you get this picture, huh? I know this is a lot of reading. I probably should ought to skip over some of it. But anyhow, I wanted you to read it because it's part of this thing. Huh? Now listen, Jesse, huh? David's dad's got three men, huh? In that war. And you know how mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, huh, feel when they got loved ones that are in the war and in battle. So he sends David down there to see how his brothers are doing. He's concerned about his boys. You hear me? It's just a natural thing, my friend. They're in a place where they could be killed, huh? And he would never see them again. So he sends David down, huh? And David comes and brings this food to his brother to see how they're doing. Because see, he's going to give this report back to Jesse, his dad, and tell Jesse how they're doing. Huh? While he's down there, here comes Goliath. Once in the morning and once in the evening, he makes his trip straight down in the valley and says the same thing and challenges the man of Israel and curses the God of Israel, huh? And defiles them. And David heard it. David heard it. Huh? And then he heard him curse the God of Israel and defile the God of heaven, the God that they serve, their God that's helped them and answered their prayer, the God that they are his people. And I want to tell you something. David got mad and angry about it, huh? Because they were cursing his God and his Savior. Where's the church at today that needs to stand up out some of this ungodly stuff that's going on? Amen. And tell them the way it is, that we serve a God in heaven, my friend, that I tell you what, is moral and right and just. And if you keep going the way your nation's going, you're going to go down the tube and down the sewer. And we're already at the entrance of the drain right now.
Right.
You hear me? We're on our way through the sewer pipe. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? In other words, who is this ungodly man that has the right, to curse our God? In other words, when he said that, those men knew that David was going to go down there. Hear me? Huh? And I thought about this. I thought about God and how he works. His miraculous ways that he does things. Listen to me this morning. Huh? If David would have never went down there, huh? He would have never heard Goliath. Huh? We'd have never had this story this morning to dwell on and draw strength from it. Huh? It would have never been nothing. We'd have never known anything about it. But I want to tell you something this morning. Huh? It happened. And it's in our Bibles today. And it gives us strength and courage, huh, to fight every giant that we face in our lives. Amen. Huh? There's a reason for this story today, and it's for me and you. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, who is it? Well, Saul made an offer. Saul made an offer. He said, whoever, huh, goes down, huh, and defeats this giant, I'll give him money. I'll enrich him with riches.
I'll give him all kinds of things, trinkets, homes, whatever. I'll give him my daughter. And he'll never have to pay taxes again. He was tax exempt.
David asked him what that was all about. Huh? Well, when the man heard David, the word got to King Saul. The word went to King Saul and said, and when the words were heard of which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said unto Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. That's because of the giant. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and came the lion and the bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went after him, and smote him, and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he has defiled the armies of the living God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass on his head, and he also armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded on his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it yet. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. Amen. Huh? The word got to Saul. Huh? And Saul calls for David. Come on in my office, young man. Sit down, Christ. I want to find out what you're thinking. Huh? Come on in here. Sit down. Huh? Let's hear what you got to say. And David said, don't worry about this giant. Basically, I'll take him out. I'll take him out. Huh? And Saul looks at David. He's just a youth. He's probably 16 or 17 years old. Just a young teenager. Huh? And this Goliath, my friend, is a giant of a man. Huh? Like I said, he's probably 10 feet tall, weighs about 500 or 600 pounds, armed to the tilt. Huh? You don't even have a chance, David. There's no way. There's no way that you can knock this giant and kill him and knock him down and get rid of him for the armies of Israel. What's the odds? There's no odds. Huh? When you look at it in a human standpoint. David, my friend, had some experiences. Huh? What God could do. What did he do? He told him about the lion and the bear.
He said, I was out in the field watching my father's sheep.
And along came a lion. Now he's got a staff.
Huh? He's got that sling. He's got stones in his shepherd bag. Huh? He's got those things. Here comes the lion. Latches on to the sheep.
Starts away with it. Huh? How many of us
would go after the lion? Huh? How many of us would have the courage and the, better not say it, to go after the lion? Huh? I sure wouldn't. Oh, it's just the lion.
Or it's just a sheep. We got a bunch of them.
We can get another, we can replace him. I want to tell you something. Christ suffered and died for you and me because we was the lost sheep that went astray. We got away from God. We got away from him. And Christ came after us and rescued us from the pits of hell. Huh? From total damnation and annihilation. Christ came and shed his blood on the cross to deliver us. He is the good shepherd. Amen. I tell you what,
those sheep meant something to David.
I tell you, you and I mean something to God too. And he'd send his only begotten Son into the world to die for us. Amen. I tell you what, when he glanced onto that sheep, that lion did, and that bear,
I tell you what,
I just believe with all my heart that David cried out to God, said, Lord, give me the power, give me the strength, to rescue this little sheep. Amen. Help me, God, to rescue him.
Huh? If he takes this one,
huh? He'll be back to take another one. And then he'll take another one. I tell you what, church, I see people in the church, my friend, that's fallen away, that's backslidden, things that's come in their lives, my friend, that's been too much, too, the giant was too big, and they couldn't shake him off, and they lost out. This one lost out, and that one lost out. And David said, give me the strength and the power to deliver this little sheep. Huh? And he went after the lion and the bear. Listen and kill the bear. Now, the majority of the world don't believe that. But I believe it. I know you believe it. Because it's written in God's word. Amen. It happened. So what had happened was, David knew what the power of God could do, and that God was with him regardless of what he faced in this life. You hear me? So he told Saul, he said, listen, Saul, and he told him the story about the lion and the bear. Huh? He said, that God give me the strength to rescue those sheep. And he said, this giant, I'm not afraid of him. The Lord's already delivered him into my hand. Do you understand this, Saul? You see what I'm saying? And we just have a few sentences. I tell you, I'd like to have been there and heard that conversation. But I tell you, he told Saul his whole heart and his experiences with God. And Saul knew that they were true. He said, okay. You can go. See, Saul was the king. Whatever Saul said, that's the way it went. It's either yes or no, or you can go or you can't. And Saul was convinced that David was going to take him out. Huh? And then he said he tried to arm. Saul was a giant of a man, too. Saul, the scripture said that King Saul was head and shoulders above every man. That's how big he was. So he was a big guy, too. He wasn't no giant, but he was big. But anyway, so Saul puts his armor on David. He puts that breastplate on there and the helmet and all this stuff. And David straps his sword on him, and the sword's so long. David's just a teenager, just a teenage boy. Saul's a growing giant of a man, huh? Probably 6'6", 6'9", maybe 7 foot. Who, I don't know. Head shoulders above every other guy, every other man. And David puts it all on. The old sword's dragging the ground. There it's laying on the ground, about bent about like this, probably. Hanging back about 2 or 3 feet. Huh? And he goes to take a step, and he can't even walk. That's what he meant, prove it. Huh? It's too big. I can't do it. Huh? So he takes the armor off. Amen. And he's back as a shepherd boy. Let me find out where I was at. And it said here in 40th verse, and he took his staff, which is his shepherd's staff, in his hand, and he chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and he put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even the scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistines. Amen. Let me get this out before I forget it. I want you to understand something this morning, and I've seen it in here. Amen. You see, Saul armed him with human armor. Get it? He armed him with human armor and put that armor of man on him. But David took the human armor off and put on the armor of God, the spiritual armor. And he was ready for battle. Amen? That's the only way, my friend, me and you are going to be able to defeat the giants when we put on the spiritual armor. Amen? And cover ourselves in it. Huh? There he has that sling. Huh? He has that staff. He has the sling. Sling's probably thrown over his shoulder. And he reached down. He got those stones out of the brook there. And we find out where I was at here. I thought about our spiritual armor. We can find that in Ephesians 6. We have the belt of truth, the blessed plate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We have the shield of faith. We have the helmet of salvation. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we have prayer. That holds it all together. Amen. So David, he reaches down in there. And I got another message, but I'm not going to get to that other message about the 5 smooth stones. And I thought about this this morning. Let me read that to you. It'll only take a minute. I know it's getting late. Anyhow, he said here that he took out 5 smooth stones out of that brook. And the story was, when I was a little kid, they always said that the reason that he grabbed 5 stones, that Goliath might have had 4 brothers. So he's going to take them out too. That was a good one. I never thought about that. But anyways, the Lord gave me this. This was another message that I preached on. We have 5 smooth stones of the gospel that is the killing stones for the enemy. And here are those 5 stones. The cross, the resurrection, the ascension, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God. Amen. Those are the stones, my friend, that the enemy has no power over. We are more than conquerors through Christ who died for us. Amen. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know what? I'm glad he said all. Not just these things. Huh?
and a few things here, or this big thing, but giant things. Amen. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen. Praise God. And he drew near unto the Philistine. And the Philistine came and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. That means he made fun of him. He ridiculed him. He put him down. And he said this. He said, disdain him, for he was but a youth. He was ruddy and of a fair conscience. Countenance, I'm sorry. He's a very good looking kid. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest with me with staves? That means clubs. He was talking about the staff that was his shepherd's staff that was in his hands. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said unto David, come unto me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Okay? He's trying to intimidate David. Now they're getting pretty close. I don't know if they're eyeball yet where they can see each other, but they're getting close. And he's hollered out this to David. Then it said here, and then David said unto the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. Huh? You're armed to the teeth. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day the Lord will deliver me and deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee. Listen, and I'll take thine head from thee. In other words, I'm going to cut your head off, and I'll give your carcass to the host of the Philistines this day, and to the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall see that and know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will deliver you into my hands. Amen. Huh? Praise God. You see that this morning? It kind of backs up what I just said. Huh? Saul came out with that human armor, my friend, and was armed to the teeth. But David came in the name of God. He came in the name of the Lord and in the power of God. He was shielded, my friend, in the power of the Spirit. Huh? Yes, he had physical earthly weapons there, if you want to call them weapons, but it was nothing to take out a giant. Huh? And you know what? The giant was already dead and delivered, but it just hadn't happened. Because he said, the Lord has already delivered you into my hands. Amen. Woo! I tell you, I could run all over the place with this. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that this morning. He said, you defiled the God of Israel, my friend. And the God of Israel delivered you into our hands, my friend. And you don't have a chance. You're already dead, but you just don't know it yet. Huh? Because our Lord, my friend, is the God of heaven, and the battle, is his this morning. Amen. Remember that, church. Remember that, Christian, that the battle is God's today. Amen. We're just the faithful servants that has to step forward by faith and walk it. Amen. And let God do the rest. Amen. You dog. What am I, a dog? Huh? You come down here with that staff? I tell you what. Oh, Goliath. I bet he couldn't wait. David, get close enough so he could rip him limb to limb.
Huh? Tear an arm off here, throw it that way, and a leg off that way. Huh? So they could step up. Israel could see how strong and powerful he was.
Now, note this. I'm going to quit. I got to quit. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David. Here he comes. Huh? He went so far before to get his voice out to the armies of Israel and defile them. Now he comes out, brother. He's marching right now to David.
As soon as he made his move towards David, what did David do? He ran towards the giant. He ran towards Goliath. Read how he ran towards him. Amen. I want to tell you something this morning. How that's courage. That's faith. Huh? That's power. That's confidence. That's experience in God. Amen. Let me read it. How he said here and came out to meet. And David put his... And it said that David hastened and ran toward the armies to meet the Philistines. And David put in his hand in his bag and took hence a stone and a sling and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell on his face to the earth. Amen. And David prevailed over the Philistine and with a sling and a stone. And he smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Amen. I get it. Listen, I thought about this, and this is the truth.
Huh? He was so protected. Huh? Goliath was. He had that helmet on. Huh? He had that breastplate. That breastplate, it weighed 150 pounds. It weighed 150 pounds, and the shaft of his spear, they said it was like a weaver's beam. It was probably a 4x4, 6x6 beam, my friend. One of those solid beams that are heavy and huge, and the head of it weighed 25 pounds. And he was armed to the teeth. He had those greaves on his legs, and they were all protected. Huh? Plus he had the man carrying the shield. So where was David going to hit him? To kill him. Huh? He ran towards the giant. And he started in with that sling. Remember the song? Mm-hmm. One little stone went in the sling and the sling went around the ground. Amen. Okay, it was childhood songs. You can't beat them. And the sling went round and round. Huh? And he let go. And I want to tell you something. That stone hit him right between the eyes. Not only that, it hit him there. It sunk in his head. In other words, it penetrated his skull. Huh? Just like a bullet. There's only one place to kill him. Huh? It's right in the head, right in the forehead. Who guided the stone?
Yes.
God. Amen. Praise God. God guided the stone, huh? And he hit Goliath right between the eyes. And down there, champion went. I want to tell you something. When that big fella hit the ground, I bet he made it up. And the dust rolled out from underneath him. Huh? And the Philistines' giant champion lay dead on the ground. Huh? And David went down there. Never had a sword. But he took the sword of Goliath out of his sheath. And I bet that was a heavy sword. Said he cut off his head. He done exactly what he said he was going to do. Amen. We're serving a God, listen, that delivers today. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. I want you to know that in your own personal lives, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, we have a God that delivers us. When the odds are like this, amen, praise God. I tell you what, I don't know about you, it just thrills my heart. I don't know how many times I cry reading this and looking over it. And you know what? The same God that David served is the same God we serve today.
Right.
He changes not. He loses not his power. Amen. Praise God forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me try to end this with something to you. David killed the giant with a sling and a stone. The sling and the stone was used by David, but it was the power of God behind it that done the killing. Whatever giants, listen, you have in your life that's keeping you from victory, God has a stone, listen, and will guide it to where it needs to go to kill the giant in your life. Amen. We have to have faith, courage, and confidence in God that the battle is His and we are ready and that we have already won. We just have to put ourselves in action. Amen. As I was getting ready to leave this morning, this came to my mind. I want you to listen to this. And you can write it down if you want to. I had Courtney to write it down for me. So I'm going to keep this card. When Scripture comes and helps me, I like to write it down. This is not Scripture, but it's what the Lord gave me this morning. It says, faith requires action. Amen. And action brings experience. And experience bringeth victory. Amen. And victory bringeth power. Amen. And the power of God is in our lives. Huh? When we have the faith, the courage, the confidence, the trust in Him. Amen. Not just to say it. Not just to trust it, not to just have the faith, but put it into action and put ourselves out there. Amen.